It's rush hour in Mumbai. India is about to pass China with its population of 1.4 billion people to become the world's most populous country. That's a huge potential workforce, but not all are seen as equal. Sheila Singh says she cried the day she resigned from her job. It was not her choice, despite earning more than her husband.
There was pressure on me that I don't look after my kids and other things. Then I thought that there is no value for me when working. What's the use? I used to go in the morning and come back in the evening, then had to listen to my husband take care of my kids, so I resigned.
The number of women working here has been shrinking for years, according to reports. Official data shows 25% of a potential female workforce is employed, a number seen as optimistic. Another report puts the figure lower at 10%. That's 39 million women compared to 361 million men. Sunita Sutar fought her own way, becoming the first woman in her village to earn a university degree.
Girls are considered inferior to boys, only good for housework. They have no time to study. I didn't want to be like that. I decided if I studied, then I could become something. Otherwise, I'd be like them. I would have been married and working in the fields.
It could also be an economic hindrance if a potential 670 million women are left behind as the population grows.
There's been a decline in women's participation rates, which is worrying because it gives a very strong message that it is the women who are the caregivers. So we need a caregiving economy for women to stay in workplace.
But many here say it's more the social and cultural traditions that are keeping women at home.
Is it a crime to be a woman? Is it a crime if she speaks up? Is it wrong to work? I'm still looking for answers to these questions. And it's sad that even though I earn an honest living, people still question me. Why am I working? Sometimes I can't face it.
This is not just an issue in India, but the disparity between men and women, society's expectations, discrepancies in pay, and often how differently they get treated to their male colleagues, remains a global challenge. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera.